Hello, this is bit depth number 1389, which appeared in Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on January 16th, 2023, under the headline Rise of the Nerd Browser. I'm the author, Mark Lindesey. In a bold move, Josh Miller created a company and introduced Arc, a new web browser, into a market that might be charitably described as congested. In December 2022, StatCounter noted that the market share of the top five browsers was led by Chrome at 64.8%, Safari at 18.9%, Microsoft Edge with 4.23%, Samsung's internet browser at 3.05%, and Firefox holding 3.01%. Chrome, introduced in 2008 by Google, became the dominant browser in 2013, with a compelling mix of speed, elegant design and code footprint, and web integration. It's hard to make those claims for the software today. Chrome is a hot mess of vulnerabilities, ad tracking, and spawns memory-hogging helper apps with each new page you open. Its closest competitors depend on device incumbency to defend their turf. Safari is the default browser on Apple's mobile devices, and the company insists that rival browsers use the browser's WebKit as the underlying rendering engine on its mobile hardware. Microsoft Edge and Samsung Internet ship on new devices from those companies and are usually the first port of call for users. Both use the open-source Chromium rendering engine that underlies Chrome. Chromium is itself a derivative of WebKit. The only other widely used rendering engine is Firefox's Gecko. Of the privacy-focused browsers, Tor is a custom version of Firefox, and Brave uses Chromium. Vivaldi and Sigma OS are other new browser alternatives that add interesting new features and nuances to the browsing experience. But Arc rather boldly strikes out into new ground. Actually, it takes a wild whoop at the boundary. It's definitely not like any browser you've used before. Arc puts every control in a sidebar, which is surprising at first, but quickly makes sense on the horizontal screen of a traditional computer monitor. At first, this seems odd, but when the browser is opened on a widescreen monitor and split view is activated, it's possible to view multiple web pages, up to four of them, side by side simultaneously. This might be a narrow use case, but researchers viewing multiple sources of information will find it enormously appealing. I'm sold on it just for that innovation. Sigma OS also has a sidebar and split view, but both are more confusingly implemented. The sidebar on Sigma OS only rewards users that work extensively with the web apps you can park there, and the split screen option is more of a sidebar than a usable space. Vivaldi also piles its features in its sidebar, but they will appeal to a broader subset of users, offering a user space to take notes, access to a calendar and webmail, translation tools, and access to Vivaldi's Mastodon instance. Arc definitely isn't the only recent web browser that makes more aggressive use of a sidebar, but it's the first to move every web feature and control there. While Vivaldi allows a user to move the tab bar to four different locations, Arc dispenses with the concept of tabs entirely and moves the entire top bar of the browser to the sidebar. At the very top, you'll find the URL entry bar, and then you're left to consider the software's complete rethinking of tab web pages and bookmarks. At the top are pinned pages, which are actually active but hidden web pages. Then, separated by a line, are current pages, which are closed and archived if unused after a time designated by the user. The default is 12 hours, and the result after they're closed is equivalent to a traditional bookmark. I imported a staggering number of bookmark pages into a fresh install of Arc, then quickly realized that it's possible to spend a ridiculous amount of time scrolling up and down the sidebar if you don't take the time to organize collections of URLs into relevant folders. The status of these pages can be quite confusing at first. Several times I thought I closed the pages, only to realize that they were still there in the sidebar. Other features like Easel, a kind of freeform whiteboard for web content, seems like a bit of a stretch for day-to-day users. Sigma OS, Vivaldi, and Arc each offer compelling reasons to at least audition a different way of doing things on the internet, but they demand time to set up and use. Both Sigma OS and Vivaldi are immediately available and have been revised and updated regularly. Vivaldi is 6 years old, the result of a split in the Opera development team. Sigma OS is newer and uses Apple's WebKit for its rendering engine. Arc is in limited beta release with a waiting list. I have 5 invites available. Both Sigma OS and Arc are currently only available for the Macintosh, though both are expected to have Windows versions available soon. Be warned, all 3 of these browsers demand more attention than more popular web browsers. They're quirky, require some setup to be truly useful, and may not suit casual users. Rather than win a massive group of converts, expect the best features of these browsers to leak into the mainstream. For now, these are nerd browsers, expressly designed for power users who spend lots of time working with web pages and will find these new features genuinely useful. The published version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version produced for Newsday. The song, Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Schimm, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening.